This Saturday, we're racing babies. They're going to be at one end. They have to get to the other. First one to the end wins their parents $1,000.
Yep. So this is high stakes.
Mm-hmm. So you need to know how to motivate your child. And look, this is probably tips for good outside of a baby race as well.
Yeah, definitely. Especially for parents dealing with toddlers, trying to get them to do things.
Mm-hmm. So that's why we've got Paul Podgita from Nutricular Psychology, friend of the show, with us. Paul, when it comes, we're wanting to figure out how to motivate children, babies especially, but children in general. Positive reinforcement, I guess, is the way to go. What tips do you have?
Disclaimer, I'm not an expert in races, but the first tip is we need to understand a little bit more about a baby, and that we, at this age where they start crawling around about 6 to 13 months, the baby's brain creates 10,000 new brain cells per minute. So they're very observant. And they easily get distracted. So the first thing is to try to minimize the distraction.
Oh, we're doing it at Mount Pleasant Shopping Centre, Paul. That might be a lot of distraction.
Put some blinders on the baby.
That will be interesting. Picture. The second thing is, remember, at that age, babies are really focused on getting their needs met. So the first need is security. So my tip in that regard is, mummy is always the closest security to your baby at that age. So, sorry, dads, but babies are normally closer to mums at that age. So, mummy, you're going to have to crawl with your baby.
Oh, what if we had mum at the other end and they're crawling to mum?
That might work, but yeah, that will be more interesting to see the mummies crawl too.
I love that tip. Okay, so security is the first element.
Yeah. So the second one is food. They are really focused on food. So you need to have what depends on what they're eating at that point in time. You need to have their food somewhere so they can crawl towards their food.
If they're still breastfeeding, that's not going to be possible.
Just saving that out.
Might have to have a picture of the food.
just don't think it's as motivating as just a bottle of milk on its own, Paul. Are those the two big things? Is there anything else?
The other thing is most probably something, because they're very intrigued by colour and things with sound and stuff like that, most probably a toy or something, but this can also work against them because if another baby finds that more intriguing than their own baby, that baby might crawl, could get you that one.
Oh, so that could be a detriment to the race, right?
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if we can have boobs out, but we might be able to use the toys.
I mean, it will just be spring break or something, but with babies.
Paul, this advice has been, like you said, you're not an expert on baby races, but you've definitely given us an interesting insight, and we really appreciate it. So Paul from Nutricular Psychology, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Guy, for having me. Have a good day.